Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Copley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, August the 18th, 1842, London-born, one of the pioneers of black business in Barbados, was attacked by an angry mob. Bourne had been born a slave, but had built up a successful business in Bridgetown, and later owned Grisettes and Friendship Plantations, among other properties. He was also a supporter of various charitable causes for the upliftment of coloured and black Barbadians. It is therefore surprising to learn that the attack on him on this day in 1842 was carried out by an angry black mob. According to the Barbadian newspaper, this most atrocious outrage was committed by a large mob of Negroes, a lawless rabble of at least 500 or 600 persons, men, women, and children. According to Cecilia Karch Brathwaite, the cause of the disturbance was the sentencing of a brown-skinned man named Piper for breaking and entering Bourne's house. For several days prior to the sentencing, a mob gathered outside Bourne's house and threatened him and his family. On the night of the disturbance, the crowd gathered around 8 o'clock, threatening the family, threatening to burn the house down, and singing insulting songs. The abuse hurled at Bourne referred primarily to his colour. Over and over again, the crowd chanted, "Congo man, Congo man." Evidently, the prevailing sentiment was that a man of Bourne's colour, who had amassed so much wealth, should not have prosecuted one of his own, a poor working-class man, for stealing from him. The West Indian newspaper described the incident as one of the most deplorable instances of mob violence ever recorded in the annals of our country. According to Karch Brathwaite, the rioters were drawn mainly from the Nelson Street red light district, close to Bourne's home, while the housebreaker Piper was known to be a sweet man, that is, a man with many women, a gigolo and a pimp. Several of the rioters were reported to be ladies of the night, while Bourne, on the other hand, was well known as a very devout Christian. Karch Brathwaite suggests that the incident demonstrated, quote, the ambivalence and often dislike which black sections of the population felt towards those who appeared to have largely transcended their caste, especially if they were dark-skinned.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.